From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Dozens more migrants drown in a desperate bid to reach Europe. The humanitarian group Save the Children says dozens of migrants may have drowned on Sunday in the Mediterranean when their rubber dinghy either deflated or exploded during the hazardous journey. They were the latest casualties of more than 1,700 this year in the stream of migrants trying to escape conflict and poverty in Africa and the Middle East. Another group joined in the search and rescue of migrants is the medical charity Doctors Without Borders. Will Turner is a spokesman.
Médecins Sans Frontières, MSF, decided to get involved in search and rescue operations in the Mediterranean simply because we're facing one of the major humanitarian crises of our time. The Mediterranean is being turned into a mass grave, and this simply is not acceptable on Europe's doorstep.
Italian ships rescued nearly 7,000 migrants last weekend alone. More than 650 more arrived in Italy on Tuesday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry made a brief surprise visit to Somalia Tuesday, the first top-ranking U.S. diplomat to do so. He met with President Hassan Sheikh Mohammed, other Somali officials. In a video address to the Somali people, he announced an upgrade in the U.S. presence in the country.
While we do not yet have a fixed timeline for reopening the embassy, we are upgrading our diplomatic representation. Pending confirmation by the Senate, a career diplomat will lead this effort as our first ambassador to Somalia since we closed our mission in January of 1991.
Mr. Kerry met with civil society leaders in Mogadishu, thanked African Union troops for their role in stabilizing the country since 2011. AU troops working with the Somali government's forces reclaimed most of the towns and cities the militant Islamist group Al-Shabaab once controlled. This is VOA News. The European Union says nuclear talks between six world powers and Iran will resume next week in Vienna. The sides reached a framework agreement last month and are now trying to work out details for a final deal by the June 30 deadline. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
We continue to be hopeful that we'll be able to successfully complete an agreement by June 30th, precisely because resolving the situation in this way, preventing Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon through diplomacy, is by far the best way for us to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon.
Iran would cut its uranium enrichment program to keep it from being able to build a nuclear bomb. UN and Western sanctions that have wrecked the economy would be eased in exchange. A UN statement Tuesday said two peacekeepers were killed, 10 wounded, in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo Tuesday when their patrol was ambushed in an area where government forces are fighting Ugandan rebels. It says the UN contingent was from Tanzania and the attack occurred in a village in the Beni region. Meanwhile, the Congolese army said it killed 16 Ugandan Allied Democratic Forces rebels in fierce fighting in the same zone over the weekend. President Obama has nominated Marine General Joseph Dunford, the Marine Corps Commandant, as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to replace Army General Martin Dempsey, the nation's top uniformed military advisor.
He's one of our military's most highly regarded strategic thinkers. He's known and respected by our allies, by members of Congress on both sides of the aisle, and by colleagues across our government.
The 59-year-old Dunford previously served as commander of U.S. and international coalition forces in Afghanistan from 2013 to 2014, overseeing the ongoing withdrawal of international forces and the handing over of security operations to Afghans. Aid deliveries continued Tuesday in Nepal, where some outlying areas remain difficult to reach more than a week after a massive 7.8 magnitude earthquake shook the Himalayan nation. The death toll stands at more than 7,500. Nigeria's finance minister acknowledged Tuesday one of the continent's richest economies has had to borrow money to pay public servant salaries, the result of a cash crunch brought on by the falling price of oil, which fuels 80% of Nigeria's revenue. Lawmakers last week passed a revised budget that's more than 3% lower than last year's. The UN special envoy on Ebola Tuesday said fewer than 20 new cases of the deadly virus were recorded in the past week, ending Sunday in Sierra Leone and Guinea with no new cases in Liberia. While hailing the extraordinary progress made, David Nabarro cautioned it will take time to end the epidemic completely. He said he's optimistic Liberia will be declared Ebola-free by Saturday. The disease has left nearly 11,000 dead over the past year, with more than 26,500 confirmed cases. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.